huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob here. You know that. These are marketing tactics, tactical, that cost nothing or virtually nothing. So, I was in a clubhouse room. I feel like every story should start now with, I was in a clubhouse room. And I had an idea to start a room on marketing strategies and tactics that cost nothing or are very low cost. And the room blew up, 1,500 people in like minutes. So I realized it's what people want to hear. And I brought up some guests who are very experienced. And we went for nearly 2 hours. And everyone shared a marketing strategy or tactic that cost them virtually nothing. And we've got 21 or 22 of them, and I'm going to start sharing them right now. So hopefully you'll like this. I'll probably do this as a little mini series on the Disruptive Entrepreneur and on some of my social media channels, perhaps, because there's so many of them, and I want you to be able to implement them, not just sit and listen. When all is said and done, more is said than done. So where should we start? I've got 21. This might be 3 or 4 episodes. I think I'll pick a few randoms. So the first one is commenting on influencers. So you get the top 50, 100 influencers in your space and niche on Instagram and Facebook. You turn the notifications on to be notified when they post. And then when they post, you engage with them, meaningful discussion, debate. Yes, you can agree with them, but agree on a specific point and actually note it. And yes, actually, you can challenge them. Challenging them. I like to think that you would do it respectfully and not troll-a-la-la-la, but that actually is really good for engagement. Now, if you want to do that in any of my videos or content, please do it. Many people have said, oh, Rob, I've been seeing you commenting on some big influencers. And I'm like, yeah, well, isn't that what social media is for? They almost seem surprised that I do that. I do that. Now, I've got a few stories about this. And I'll tell you one. And then maybe I'll share some of them later in future mini series on marketing growth tactics that cost nothing or really low cost. Let's not get the ones, dismiss them because they cost a few pounds or a few hundred pounds. But I'll do most of them free. So there's a chap on social media, on Instagram, called Dan Bilzerian. And ladies, you'll know who he is. Ripped, muscly, never wears a top. And he does these really aspirational videos. He's either wrestling alligators or in his massive mansion somewhere, or he's got women hanging off him. And he put a post saying, hashtag no days off. And there was a picture of him doing some martial arts, a kick. And I just went and said, hey, Dan, I tagged him in. Tagging them in is important. I'm sure you've had at least one day off. Probably put a like cheeky emoji. Do you think this no days off is a bit damaging? Do you think maybe, you know, all this hustle and grind can have people burn out and, you know, is maybe a bit one-sided? Probably worded it better than that. He replied, and then there were thousands of comments and I gained 6,000 followers on my Instagram in no time at all. Like hours. And that actually happens on more than just a one-off random basis. Now, I wasn't trying to scrape his audience. I was trying to engage with him and get a discussion going, which is, I believe, what social media is for. So if you do that, and you do that regularly, and you do that in your niche, then you're going to build your own following for free. The next thing you can do, which is linked to that, which I'm going to now start doing a lot more, is you can listen to these influencers and content creators. You can make some quotes or take some things that they say that you find interesting, discussion worthy, debate worthy. You can create a post on it, maybe an image quote or a short text, and then tag them in and get a discussion going on their content. Now, one thing big influencers are probably struggling with is the volume of content. They've got to post 1, 2, 5, 9 times a day. So they're probably struggling. So tagging them in may draw them to you for a discussion, or other followers and fans of theirs will be drawn in to your post and your discussion. And again, you'll naturally get some followers. The third thing you do, this is actually 3-in-1. Woo! The third thing you can do is you can create content for them and send it to them and say, hey, look, you know, I'm a fan and follower of your work. I just thought I'd create this content for you. Feel free to use it. And actually create content for them. And that often works as well. I didn't even know that one strategy was going to be 3, but there's 3. So we're probably now on 24. Okay, what should we pick next? Clubhouse rooms. So my username is @RobMore. @RobMore. Come follow me. I'm doing regular rooms, often daily rooms, random rooms on very specific subjects. If I see you and I know you because you comment on my work, like many of you are here, I'll try and bring you up to the stage, get you, some good attention and following. This is another thing. Do you passively sit here and watch my content and listen to my podcast, or do you actively get involved? If you're watching videos of mine, comment, ask questions, create debate and discussion. I don't mind. Troll me for my lockdown haircut. That's all good. And then if you're on my podcast and you listen, but you never engage because you listen in one of the 204 countries that I'm in, or, you know, you don't then follow me on other social media, make sure you come and follow me on my Facebook page or join the Disruptive Entrepreneur community and get involved in the discussion. Once you get seen, then I know who you are, and then I can bring you into the discussion. I can see you join a Clubhouse room, and I'll bring you up onto the stage if I can. So you need to be seen by people in order to engage and interact with them. But you can go in other people's Clubhouse rooms and get up on the stage and get known and answer questions on your field of knowledge and expertise. You can even start your own rooms. Now, some people say, I haven't got many following. Not many people will come to my rooms. Well, you have to start them and keep doing them, and you'll grow and grow and grow. And now, you know, myself and the UK Mod Squad will do rooms, and we'll get thousands of people in a room, or rooms will go for 48 hours or longer. But when we started, that wasn't the case. Clubhouse, you can sort of get well known within Clubhouse, you know. Jules has just said, I wasn't going to mention the hair until I mentioned the hair. That's good feedback for me. So start Clubhouse rooms, get involved in other Clubhouse rooms, get involved in discussions and debates. There was a Clubhouse room called Ask Women Anything, and I went in and asked about diversity and inclusion, and how someone like me, who's kind of like that 40-year-old white male demographic, which is not really that popular anymore, what can I do to be more inclusive? And they were, you know, sharing some ideas. So get involved in discussions. That's probably the fourth and the fifth thing. I'm going to do more specific content on Clubhouse rooms in future episodes. I'm going to do a mini series, I've decided. So maybe 3 episodes on marketing growth tactics that cost nothing, because I've got like 24. Okay, repurposing is next then. So I'm going to tell you a little secret here. I shouldn't be trying to hide this. But this is also being recorded for the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast. And if you're listening to the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast, you probably figured out I'm doing a Facebook Live at the same time. So I'm going to do this content. It'll be 15 minutes. I won't go too long. And then it will be live on the Facebook page, my Rob More Progressive Facebook page. Come follow me there @RobMoreProgressive. I do regular content, do 3 pieces of content a day. And I have 149,000 people who can engage with me there. Then I record it and put it on the Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast. And we have, more than 10 million subscribers and downloads across 204 countries now in total. I could take this this video and edit it up and put it on LinkedIn. I could take it and edit it up and put it on YouTube. Could take little excerpts, and they could be Instagram reels, etc. So when you repurpose content across multiple channels, it gives you extra leverage. Instead of having me to do this content on the podcast, then on the Facebook Live, then on the LinkedIn video, then on TikTok videos, I'm doing one TikTok video a day now, then on YouTube, you get multiple repurposing. And why is that free growth tactics? Because each time you put it on a new channel, you get more interest, you get more engagement, you get more comments, and then naturally, of course, you therefore gain more followers.
Hi, it's Rob here, interrupting you with something you may not know about me. I was one of the few people on the planet hand-selected by Facebook to pilot their new supporter program. It's a very small premium model where you can get exclusive content and advance notice or discount of new products and services. So this is what I've done for you. Not only can you get best discounts for any training that we might run, not only do you get notified first of any launches we do, we also do supporter meetups, supporter dinners, supporter WhatsApp groups where you have a deeper community. I do supporter only Ask Me Anythings. I do supporter only content and podcasts. We have a community of 2,500 supporters, and I'd love to give you the chance to be one of those. I believe this is the best supporter program in the whole world. Find me a better one, but I don't think you will. So the link is bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. I believe the gap between free content and paid content is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of free content out there that's maybe not that good. And for just a few dollars a month, you can get the best content on business, on entrepreneurship, on starting up, on scaling up, on sales, on marketing, on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R right now.
All right, let's have a look here. Yes, next one then. So what are we on? 5, 6, tell me, what are we on? 50% commissions pay on your products and services and ask people to promote them for you. So people will promote your products and services, even if you're bigger than them, if you offer them really juicy commissions. So when you approach people and you want them to promote your stuff, which I'm sure you're doing, and if you're not doing, you probably should be doing, then offer them a really decent, healthy, sexy commission, and they're way more likely to do it. So if you have an information product that's £1,000, then offer them £500. So I don't do so many speeches anymore. I've done thousands, but I'm sort of semi-retired and also filling a lot of that time on Clubhouse. But, you know, I'll offer 50%. Commission share on anyone who helps me offer and sell my podcast online masterclass. Why wouldn't I? It's online, so there's not massive overhead. Promoting it is half the battle. You know, having the content and having the audience, they're equally valuable, 50% each. So why wouldn't I pay 50% share? Now, sometimes you can't because there's physical hard cost and overhead to it, maybe mentoring or masterminding, but pay as much as you can and you will gain more followers, more promotion. Promoters will come to you and push your work out to the masses. You can go to global promoters, so you're not just restricted to UK or US or whatever country you're in. All right, then, what should we do next? Yeah, an ambassador program. So an ambassador program is where people refer you. Now, I could give you some strategies and tactics on this, but I'm going to do a little cheat shortcut for you, but it's actually even better. And that is, I'm going to give you a book recommendation. So remind me at the end and I'll give you a book recommendation, because I built my entire ambassador program basically, it was inspired by and started the whole build around one book. Really good book. I thought it was a sales book because of the name of it, but it's actually not. It's a referral based marketing affiliate ambassador referral book. Absolutely brilliant. And we now do more than 7 figures a year just in our ambassador program. So more than £1 million in a good year will come in just from our referral partners, our ambassadors, our affiliates, whatever you call them. So you definitely want one of them set up. Okay, next one then is shout out collaborations. So you can go to people, go to as many people as you can in your niche or in a related niche. Sometimes in your niche, it's competitive, and sometimes it's collaborative, depends on your business model. So if it's collaborative niche, go to everyone in your niche and say, hey, look, I'll promote you. Would you promote me? We'll do a reciprocal shout out. If your audience is smaller than theirs, do more shout outs for them. So, you know, let's say Grant Cardone wanted to do a shout out collaboration with me. He's got a bigger following than me. So I'd probably put a post on my Facebook page, a post in my Disruptive Entrepreneur Facebook group, I'll probably do a shout out on my podcast and on a Facebook Live and on my Instagram. So I would just try and over deliver for him if he's got a bigger audience than me. So that's a way you can actually get to, you know, do collaborations and shout outs with much, much bigger influencers. By the way, a lot of big influencers have done that a lot. And they're actually looking at these middle level influencers now. So not necessarily the ones with millions of followers who might have gained them through, you know, competition leads or even bought followers, which just kills your reach. Sometimes you can have massive following and terrible reach. So, you know, having a small but well curated community is not a bad thing. And, you know, it's not about size. Obviously, if you've got one follower, that's a bit different, but you can build up to that. And if you've got a small following, collaborate with small followers and then start to build it up from there. Awesome. We've got a spammer on the live. I love a spammer on the live. Right. What have we got next then? Handwritten letters. Handwritten letters are so underrated. Like, let me tell you this. Let me ask you this. Would you throw away an envelope that came through the post, a coloured envelope, which felt substantial and had some texture to it, and someone had written your name and your address handwritten? Would you throw away a handwritten letter that was textured and coloured and the address was handwritten? No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. You couldn't. You could not. You physically couldn't do it. So for collaborations, for partners, you know, for big fish, for people you want on your podcast, for people you want to be promoting your products and services, take a bit of time and handwrite them. Ian has said, I've sent loads of letters with wax seal. Yeah, so put wax seal on it. Spray some Tom Ford aftershave on it. Go to town. But look, you're not going to do that for a million people. But you might pick your top 50 that you'd really love to work with and do it with them. Honestly, it will work. Okay, right, what have we got next? This is a good one. If you send emails out, put a call to action in your PS, because, you know, most people will read the PS. Look, people are even immediately implementing my strategy. So Jason has gone, you know you're doing well when you get spammed. Rob Moore social media quotes. So thank you. Jason is immediately creating content on my content, getting noticed by me. Thank you, Jason. There you go. You see, this shit works. So what was I saying anyway? I get excited. PS on your email. So any email you send out, whether it's just on your Outlook or your normal email or in more automated marketing emails, put a PS for your book or a PS for your podcast or a PS for an upcoming event. People always read the PS. Often they don't read the content and they read the PS. Cameron in one of our clubhouse rooms suggested this one. It's a great tactic. He puts a PS, a PPS and a PPPS. So you could even go that far as well. So what are we on? 5? How long are we in? 15 minutes? Yeah, do you know what? I'm going to call it there. I'm going to do 4 of these. So I'm going to get 5 or 6 free or low cost marketing strategies, tactics that you can do to grow your following, to grow your leads and your clients, and to grow your income. So please hit the share button if you found this useful. Share the love. Nilesh has said life would be so dull without spammers. He's absolutely right. So please hit the share button right now and share the love. Marion has said, PPS, I'll be sending you an email. I love it. This is what's great about my community. You take action. JFDI. Just fucking do it. All right, I want to give you one more. That's breaking news. So if you comment on breaking news, newsjacking, it's also known as, something happens, it breaks, you comment on it on LinkedIn, you do a clubhouse room on it, you will get hundreds, thousands, even millions of views on breaking news. Someone's got to quote me on that. You will get thousands or millions of views on breaking news. But yeah, look, if you want to create content for me or you want to create content and tag me in to get a discussion going, it works. You know, I do struggle to keep up with my 3 a day on Facebook, my 1 a day on TikTok, my 1 or 2 a day on Reels, my 5 a day on Stories, or doing my clubhouse rooms every day. Yeah, it's hard to keep up. So ideas and discussions around content from you to me will help me. So thank you for that. And then when you do that with other influencers, then you're going to get in their sphere. You're going to get noticed by them. You might do collaborations and joint ventures with them. Too many people are too keen on just DMing someone, promote me, I need your help, I want this, I'm launching that. No. Help them first, get noticed by them first, and then when you're in their awareness, then you've got more apple. So I promised you I'd share you that book. Now, I could be really cheeky and say, come on, watch the next video and listen to the next podcast On this mini-series, Marketing Growth Tactics That Cost Nothing, but I just couldn't do that. I'm not that much of a tease. It's called How to Sell Anything to Anybody by Joe Girard. How to Sell Anything to Anybody by Joe Girard. He has the world record for selling the most amount of cars. He doesn't even really sell. Sells 40 cars a month. And by the way, this book was written 15, 20 years ago, maybe more. So, it still stands the test of time. He might have sold more cars now. He might have doubled his world record. But people just come into a showroom. I want to buy a car from Joe Girard because of the recommendations, the referrals, and all the strategies and tactics he used to get his name and his brand seen by many people. So read the book, How to Sell Anything to Anybody by Joe Girard. Marion's already on it. Breaking news. You'll get thousands and millions of views on Breaking News by Rob Moore. If you want to share your Clubhouse profile in my video, my comments, then just do that now and we can connect and people can connect with you. Mine's at Rob Moore. And please, if you do that, I just ask you one little favour to share this content because, I'm on a big mission this year to help millions and millions of people start and scale their businesses, get a better financial education, and become that disruptive, wealthy, valuable entrepreneur that, many of my followers want to be. Love you all. Thanks for tuning in. I've got to get back in Clubhouse. And remember this, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.